What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Nothing is as egregious as a restaurant just slipping you a Pepsi when you order a Coke. I'll have a Coke. Is Pepsi okay? Is communism okay?
Who said
Listen,
that?
Listen, I'm going to go out. I'm gonna tell you right now. Pepsi tastes better than Coke.
What? That's because you're from the Midwest. Pepsi is a Midwest drink. In Kansas, when we go see my grandparents,
Pepsi tastes better.
Pepsi had a hold of the whole state. They were a hold of the whole state.
No.
Coke is way better than Pepsi.
No, Pepsi tastes better.
Pepsi's like, something just tastes off about this. What is this?
No.
Is that Pepsi?
And Diet Pepsi.
Pepsi flavoring?
Diet Pepsi might be the best drink in the world.
Diet Dr. Pepper is the best drink in the world.
Diet what?
Of diet drinks, Diet Dr. Pepper.
No, Diet Pepsi.
Well, I got something to confuse you, Lance. My ex-stepdad, who grew up in the South but lived in California, loved Pepsi. Didn't F with Coke at all. He said, screw Coke. I'm a Pepsi guy. Is that a California thing? Because he grew up in, like, Arkansas.
Well, the South also is... There's a lot of Pepsi going on in, like, cafes. If you're in a cafe in Mississippi, there's a chance they're drinking Pepsi. If you're in Kansas, if you're in Chicago, you get some Pepsi. It's a little heavier.
It's not true.
Pepsi rolls
Coke
heavier in the
still
Midwest.
Coke still owns the city. It still owns the... Coke owns the country.
But there's a bigger
presence.
But
if you're not basic, you know that Pepsi's better.
If you go someplace and you say, can I have a Coke, and they say Pepsi... That place is cheap because they don't want to pay for Coke products because Coke products are too expensive, they'll say.
Listen, here's the deal.
How about a Pepsi? Yeah, that's fine. Every time that happens to me, I know exactly what they're talking about because they always hit you with that. You don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. You can switch to iced tea or just go water, but you're like, I guess.
Jackie, stop being such a drama queen. Oh my God! It's like if you order a burger and they bring you quiche, like it's no big deal. What a
good point, Jackie.
No,
Jackie makes a good point.
No, it's not even close.
Very similar. Pepsi's not the quiche. It's like if you order a burger and they bring you like
an ultimate burger or whatever they call them.
Yeah, one of those vegetarian burgers.
Impossible burger.
No, it's not anything like that. Actually, it's like if they ask you, do you want a burger from McDonald's, and they bring you a Five Guys. That's what it's like.
No, it's not that. That good.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it's like.
I know. I don't really have a hard stance on this, but I think if I got to go between Coke and Pepsi, I'm taking Pepsi.
Basic.
I'll take Pepsi over Coke.
What's your favorite pumpkin spice latte?
I don't drink. You go to Starbucks. I don't go to Starbucks.
I don't drink pumpkin spice latte.
You go to Starbucks. I don't go, so you can't put that on me.
You tried to get a cake donut today, and what happened?
That doesn't even make any sense.
Why don't you get a glazed?
Because glaze is basic. Speaking of basic.
Glaze isn't basic.
Yes, it is.
Glaze is a staple of Texas.
That makes
glazed
it basic.
Donuts from, No. It's like a staple crop, like
basic.
Tobacco or corn or wheat.
You've heard it before. Mm. I don't need to repeat this. If you are someone who goes, I'm going to get donuts for the office, and all you do is get 12 glazed donuts, you're a terrible person.
What if they're hot and fresh?
Doesn't matter.
Out of
there's no glaze. Add some variety. Mm. You're a terrible person. You're an awful person.
I know.
Person.
I've never agreed with that stance that you've
you
had.
You're not thinking.
Hey, you're doing something nice
for
people.
For everybody.
And it's trash.
It's for everybody.
It's a trash thing.
Everybody eats glazed donuts except you.
Glazed donuts are overrated. You know what someone might want? Give me a little chocolate frosting.
And they'll say, well, you know what?
Chocolate frosting glazed frosting.
You think they're
more
expensive. They're more expensive. You're not worth it. That's what they're basically telling you.
It's not about me.
When they bring,
they're telling the entire office they're not worth it. They're telling the entire office,
I like you, I don't love you. Yeah. And that's probably accurate.
Mm. That's fine, but don't. I'd rather you not bring a donut then, because I know what you're saying when you bring that glazed donut.
Because I remember when we used to go to Prime. Man, I miss those days of doing shows at Prime.
I know.
We used to go to Prime. At the beginning, they had different varieties of donuts when they loved everybody, and then they just went, all right, we're just going glaze.
Yeah, I told you.
That's so
you're sending a message.
You guys are starting to cause some problems.
You're sending a message. Like, if you bring in 12 glaze to the office, you're sending a message. I don't really like y'all that much.
That's not true.
You just said it.
No, well, I do think it's... I don't think you're sending a message when you buy somebody nice, when you give them a gift.
Yeah. It's a message. You know what? To make myself feel better, I'll buy the 12 glaze, but y'all ain't worth that much self-worth.
Oh, you don't want Cole Haunts. You better buy him Gucci's. You better buy Del Gucci.
I don't want Gucci.
Okay.
Gucci donut.
Gucci donut.
A cake donut is the equivalent of a Gucci
belt. A frosty cake donut is basically Gucci flip-flops. Yeah. It's still basic, but you're just paying for the
fatty.
No. You're just paying for the price.
Anyone who's buying,
you must be so bougie.
If you are buying
you think you're bougie, 12
glazed donuts, I don't care. It's better than being basic. If you're buying 12 glazed donuts for the office, you don't care about nobody in that office.
It's not Air Monarchs. I get glazed donuts.
You don't care about anyone in that office.
Or,
hey, why'd you just go to Payless and bring me Payless donuts?
Bull crap. Why would you ever slander Shipley's like that?
I didn't say Shipley's. I said glazed donuts.
But we're talking specifically Shipley's.
It could be anywhere.
Okay, I would say... I'm not going to say I agree with you, but most other people's glazed donuts, I'm not really interested in. Shipley's is a different, that's a whole different game. Shipley's glazed donuts are a different brand of glazed donut.
Whatever.
Like, basic is Krispy Kreme. Those basic ass, trash ass people who eat Krispy Kremes,
hard ass,
old tasting ass donuts.
Wow.
And now, shots.
Well, don't come for Shipley's.
Okay, let's take a break. I
want to
talk about
in.
Krispy Kreme donuts. How awesome.
No,
no,
we don't have that.
We ain't doing that anymore. No. Well, there goes that.
Look. What? Just know, if you had an issue with putting Payless shoes on your feet, don't put a Payless donut in your mouth with that glazed donut crap.
No.
Don't do it.
You know what cake donuts are? They're Crocs.
What?
Right?
No,
yeah.
They're not.
That's what they are.
Donuts are Crocs?
Yeah, that's what you're wearing.
That's not true.
That's what you're wearing.
No. I'm wearing
some nice Cole Haunts today. You got Crocs on.
No, I got some Nikes on. Don't play me. Don't try to play me.
All right.
Croc donuts?
That's real. I would never wear Crocs. That's embarrassing.
Orange, grape, root beer. I'm with you on that, JG. Hashtag Team Dark Meat.
I don't like that's a team that's developed.
Dark Meat when you're 12.
See?
I don't put myself on Team Dark Meat.
Me and Art.
But I ain't drinking grape drinks.
Grape drinks are the best. What is wrong
with
you?
When you're in your 20s and younger, not now.
Yeah, that's true. That's a kid drink.
No. A man with a nice burger. You get an orange.
Where are you getting an orange drink from?
Orange drink. Everybody.
When's the last time?
No. Go to
when's the last time you
place.
Had it?
When's the last time you had
it?
Regals.
No. Sandwiches.
Oh, Polly's?
No. It's a. Anyway, you go and you stand in line and you tell them, I want this.
Subway.
No, not Subway. Subway does too. Yeah, you get an orange drink, yeah.
And?
But no. Not palmetto, but yeah. Anyway, so you get your sandwich and there's all kinds of orange and grape and everything.
When's
right
the last time you had an orange soda?
Oh, I had an orange soda all the time. We've got them in our fridge. What are you talking about?
Except
can't get them now. I can't get them now because they're not making them anymore.
Man, you can get my kids order it every freaking time. Why don't you get out of the can and go to the bottle game? You can still find them in bottles.
No, right. I know, but nah.
Why are you so basic with a 12-ounce can?
He loves himself
a
can.
Gotta have a 12-ounce can.
Constant Mayhem is taking shots at Shipley's. I didn't even take a shot. I just took a shot at Glaze.
We don't take shots at Shipley's here.
If we're talking Shipley Glaze, Dell is 100% right. Whack-ass sugary hamburger buns.
See, that's an Iowa guy, though.
He said
we can't trust Iowa.
What does that
He's
mean?
A Pepsi guy
you're,
also, probably.
You're a Kansas guy. We can't trust
no,
you.
No, I'm a Texas guy with Kansas parents.
Kansas roots, so we can't
trust
you.
Nah, I went there twice a year, and I had to... And I like Pepsi when I was a kid, but that's a kid's drink. I left it behind for Diet Dr. Pepper.
The whole point is, what
Dr. Pepper
what
back
you
in the
bring
day.
Into the office sends a message to the office.
Listen, There is, when we get back, there's a very important thing happening. There's a chance that maybe one of us could get a new six-figure job. And I want you guys to listen up, too. There's a six-figure job that is not in the sports world that I think any of you can do. So this is very important. When we come back.
Hooker?
It's no.
Not hooker?
It doesn't involve any. You're not going to be a sex worker. You are not. It's going to be from the comfort of your own home. Six-figure job from your home. And I am not doing a pyramid scheme. There's no mid-level marketing involved with this.
But do you get paid if I get this job?
You don't even have to sell.
You don't get paid when I get this job?
No.
Okay.
No, no one gets a piece of your action.
No,
okay. It's all yours. You need to listen to this.
I'm in. On the other side, 811, ESPN, 97.5.
ESPN, 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN, 97.5.
And on ESPN, 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. I promised you an opportunity at a job where you could make six figures. Opportunity. I'm not promising six figures. But there are people, there is a person in a job that is making six figures. So if you're unemployed, I want you to listen. It might help if you're a 21-year-old female.
Well, President said we need to find new jobs.
It's a good point. You got to find some new jobs.
If you don't have a job, find a new one.
Get a new one. This is a new one. And this takes technology into account. Look, the faster people realize where the world is headed in the direction of the job market, automation / robots are going to take over a lot of jobs. They already are. So a lot of jobs are going to be lost. But there are ways to create new jobs. You just have to be creative. And Austin resident Jenna Phillips has found a new job, and she's making six figures now. She used to pretend to be a puppy rolling around when she was a kid, fetching balls, and loved getting praise like good girl. During her 2 years as an optician, Jenny started an OnlyFans account where she posted vanilla content for the first 18 months. It was only when she met two men in Chicago. When she met two men in Chicago by the names of Mel Murphy and one of Mel Murphy's friends, who told her, Mel Murphy and a guy who drank beer out of his eye socket or whatever, who told her more about the pet play scene, that she decided to learn more. Jenna explained, I feel like a dog. I just wanted to roll around, play fetch, get head scratches, run around and play. All of that. I've always acted like a puppy, but not in a sexual way at first. I used to pretend I was a puppy when I was growing up. I really love praise. I love hearing, good girl. It makes my heart melt every single time. Looking back on it now, it's kind of always been there. I just didn't know there was a scene. I just thought it was my personality. When it comes to pet play, the majority of girls do kittens, foxes, or rabbits, and the majority of puppies are men. After 18 months of posting vanilla content for OnlyFans account, she started uploading kinkier pet play videos under the name That Puppy Girl. This is when her account really took off. She now charges her fans $20 per month to subscribe to her uncensored OnlyFans content, where she chases after balls, walks around on a lead, and takes baths, often while naked. She added, there's been a big surge in my followers since I moved to doing puppy play content. OnlyFans was just a hobby before, but I had just been doing vanilla stuff. I then realized there wasn't really a market for female puppies. I then realized there wasn't really a market for female puppies. The majority of her revenue comes from people requesting custom videos.
She has a TikTok where you don't have to pay for the content. And I'm watching on her TikTok, it's called Your Puppy Girl Jenna. And something from July 2nd features her. Let's say Jenna has got, I don't know how I put this. Let's say she has an ample caboose. Let's put it like that. And there's a man with a scrub brush, like I guess you use on a dog, I guess. And he's just scrubbing her in like this mini tub, like outside. And she crawls out of the tub like a dog who doesn't like baths. She's like, oh, no, water. She runs and she crawls out of the tub. And this guy's like, come back here. And now, like, she was trying to get clean, and like, yeah. And they had like the captions, and she goes, "I hate bath time." So she jumps out of this mini tub and she rolls back in the grass, and now all dirty again.
Yeah, just like puppies.
Yeah,
just like those silly puppies. The majority of her revenue comes from people requesting custom videos, with one follower having paid $1,200 for a one-off piece of footage. I don't want to know what that footage was.
Yeah, you do.
Jen explained, "I do custom videos, and the most I've charged for one video was $1,200. If somebody tells me what they want, I will give them a quote. The more kinky you want, the more it will cost." Adding, "I try to understand where people are coming from with their kinks. I know a lot of people would turn around to me and tell me my kink is crazy, so I try not to be judgmental, especially because I'm earning six figures," is what I'm throwing in the quote. "I love learning more." You know, I find myself less judgy if I make six figures doing something. If I'm making, if my hobby leads to a bunch of nasty social media quotes or whatever, that would probably make me more judgmental. But when six figures are involved, probably I would be the same way as Jenna. Jenna's single, but works alongside the same man in all of her videos and shares them on TikTok too.
Sure she's single. Yeah, I'm sure that the guy she works with isn't her guy.
Oh, the guy she works with is 100% her guy.
Of course.
And they're smart by saying, "No, she's single. No,
we swear,
you got
guys,
a chance to end up with Jenna.
We're not going
to
ruin the fantasy.
With puppy play.
You could be her owner."
Guys, puppy play. Puppy play. And you know that fetish, we already know about furries. So we already know that they're, I'm not saying LARPers are, LARPing is when I first realized that people weren't right. That nerds could run out in the, nerds could run out in the woods and throw lightning, fake lightning bolts. At,
lightning bolt, like, oh. Would you like to hear some of this audio?
I actually 100% would.
Give me the ball. Where are you? All right, give me the ball.
That's on her TikTok. I'm sure it's less vanilla on her OnlyFans.
She often has a chain around her neck, her leash. Collar.
Her
leash. Yeah, she has a leash.
Oh, there's a little BDSM in there.
Yeah.
She's thick.
Ample. She's thick. Yeah.
That puppy girl.
THICC.
Well,
on Pinterest.
She's a little more than thick, I think.
John, please. Where's your gavel?
Hold on.
This is the perfect time for it, because you know he's going to go out of bounds.
John, she's a little more than thick is John's way of being...
Body shaming.
Yes.
I'm not body shaming. I'm just describing. She's a little more than thick, I would say.
One man body is shaming. One man's little more than thick, maybe another man's just right.
Okay, what's her name?
Yeah.
What's her name? Oh, I got news for
Jenna.
You.
Jenna Phillips is her real name.
Well, no. What's the thing where I can see some of her
TikToks?
Yeah, TikTok. See, I don't want the OnlyFans.
See, this is
your puppy girl Jenna.
That's a
there's a place for there's
she's got a birthday cake. Isn't that?
That's not what puppies do.
No, puppies don't do that. They don't have a
puppies
birthday
don't
cake.
Lay
on
their birthday cakes on their butts. Who does that to a puppy?
No one. No.
I'm going to eat this cake off this puppy's butt. Yep. Like, hey, that's not a real thing.
You think Real does that to Bane?
Now maybe that's a $1,200 video that's being
maybe.
Made.
Maybe.
Your puppy girl Jenna is her TikTok. If you want some of her vanilla content.
I don't know that I do after seeing this.
Do you want to do that on the NFL's computer?
Oh, good.
Yeah. Not sure you want to
do that. Good thought, Del. I appreciate you looking out for me even though I took your parking spot.
And you love glazed donuts like a terrible person.
Yeah, but I love real glazed donuts like Shipley's. Yeah, they are a little different texture.
Mayhem says they're trash.
He's Iowa. He eats loose meat sandwiches, which is just...
Sloppy Joe?
Yeah, Sloppy Joe without the tomato sauce. I saw it on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Tony, don't act like I don't know exactly what a loose meat sandwich is. I do now, thanks to Guy Fieri.
Loose?
By the way, I don't know if you've noticed. Yeah, it's called loose meat sandwich. Doesn't sound appealing, does it?
No, but I eat loose meat sandwiches, yeah.
Yeah, it's just ground beef that you make into a sandwich instead of putting it together into a hamburger.
I do it with sausage and peppers, and I
well,
break up all the...
that's different, though. You're adding flavor to it.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, you're adding... You're taking it to flavor town, as Guy would call it.
He's just eating ground beef loose with no flavor?
That's what I'm going to say. That's what I'm calling it.
I think you're lying.
Tony's sitting
there
drinking a Pepsi and eating a loose meat sandwich with no flavor.
Mm.
And I know, like I said, I'd never heard of this until I saw Drive-Ins, Diners, and Dives or whatever. But Chris Solis hit me to this. because Chris has seen, I think, every one of those shows on Food Network. Food Network has basically quit. It's turned into MTV, where they will run like 12 straight. Guy Fieri has done 13 years of this now, so they have so many. They'll run about 14 straight, and then they'll do some other programming, and then
except, I mean, I caught Frankie watching like 12 straight hours of it. She's like, "You can't, I can't. I'm addicted to it. I'm addicted to it."
Yeah,
yeah. She said, and I went in there, and I'm watching, and two guys are competing at a grocery store cooking, and they could only get seven items.
Oh, those are guys' grocery games.
Yeah, grocery games. She was on grocery games, and I was like, "This is pretty good TV. This is really good TV right here." Mm-hmm. So you guys only have seven items, and they have to make something really good.
Yeah.
713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. So back to Astros.
You going to get off puppy play?
Give me the ball. Hey, give me the ball. Where you?
If you knew that your daughter had, I'll throw my daughter in there, a puppy play account, that she found out the pet scene was big.
Why are you making it real for them? Don't make it real.
I made it real for myself, too, but it's six figures.
First of all, I never played Frankie the dog, okay?
No, and she never wanted to act like a puppy?
No. So I'm out on that.
There's cash money on that.
We never did that. We never did that.
Cash money in that.
If she could put herself through college.
Yeah, so could dental hygienists.
Stripper.
Could put yourself through dental hygienist school.
No,
too.
We're not putting her
not during pandemic
college with puppy play. Okay, that's out.
Okay, just
all right.
Just figuring out when.
No,
the line
we'll
is.
Just do it. We'll just pay for it like regular people.
Okay.
Do. Yep.
Or just buy a building and get her in that way.
Yeah.
We bought this building.
You're in. That don't work anymore. I don't know if you heard.
Seems more expensive than paying for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. And then you still got the tuition. No. You can buy the building, but then you still got the tuition.
Let me tell you, if you're buying a building, the tuition is not a problem.
No, it's not, nothing. Just pay the tuition. How'd that work? That would be totally sweet.
If you can't get in,
You can buy your.
LSU? What do you mean you can't get in?
Yeah.
Well, you can get into LSU.
Yeah. How hard is that going to be? Really? How hard is that going to be? Not at all. We talking loose meat Sandoz? That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's it. Some cheese, and they put some ketchup on it.
It looks like ketchup on it.
Yeah,
I do that with ground sausage and peppers.
Sausage and peppers. That's like just some
not
ground
a crap
beef.
That's
basic. Well, Tony's basic.
Ooh, Tony.
Mm-mm.
He's a great graphic designer. I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah, better watch.
We use him for our off script. He's got an agency called Anthem, but with no E in it. And his go to his Instagram page, it's not even an advertisement. His graphic design stuff, the things that he does with, I don't know, like some type of pencil. I don't know. He does some unbelievable artwork and graphic design. Unbelievable. And every one of the ones that we do for off script, he does it for our podcast, our logo. He's the one who did our shirts, the Return of the Kings and the the logo. That I posted the logo. I'll show it where it's me and you. It's just the logo. He did that one. He did the Rappin' Dad logo. He's done a lot of different stuff for the state.
Clearly, his skills don't translate to making a loose meat sandwich look good.
Was he supposed to be selling us on that with
that
picture?
Looks like trash.
Melt the cheese at least. Give yourself a shot. I was right on that one.
Anthem Agency? Is that what they are?
Yeah.
A-N-T-H-M.
Yeah.
Well, it's New York, and then nothing happens. Oh, here we go. Oh, no, this is different. This is an agency for models.
Oh, he'll probably get sued then.
Yeah. No.
That's Anthem Management.
That's Anthem Agency. Oh, well.
Oh, let me find out exactly what it's called.
All right. 827 ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, let's take a break. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here and talk about orange soda or puppy love.
Puppy play, not love.
Whatever.
Puppy love is completely different and innocent.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Sources, the Big East is planning on canceling the non-conference portion of its fall sports schedules. This includes men's and women's soccer, men's and women's lacrosse, volleyball, field hockey, basketball, not impacted. Then there is this. NCAA and Power 5 commissioners will make medical recommendations to add uniformity to COVID testing procedures for players, including PCR weekly tests at least 72 hours before games, sources told at stadium. First reported by Yahoo. For example, testing on Wednesdays for Saturday games. So it's going to be uniform. And this all changes. When the vaccine comes, and it's going to come, this all changes. Everything changes.
So let's get into this just one more time. If they move to the spring so that they can have a vaccine and they get players vaccines or whatever. Let's say the vaccine comes in November. Let's say it comes in November. I know Moderna had their first phase of human testing and it was great. Like it initiated a response from every single person in the trial. It wasn't a ton, but everybody. And it's a very, very positive first response. You got AstraZeneca and Moderna, the two that are most likely to get there first and to have something that works. Let's say it comes out in November. You can't realistically move a Big Ten schedule. It would be great if you say, look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to start our season right around Thanksgiving. Let's say it got here November 1st. You said we're going to start our season November. That sounds, I mean, good in theory if you're playing Madden or just indoor games, but November, December, January is just too cold for Big Ten. You know what I mean? For Big Ten and anywhere up in the Northeast and North and Pacific Northeast might be a little, I mean, Pacific West might be a little, Northwest might be a little too cold. Be fine for us and in the SEC.
That's all
country.
I care about.
But so that's not realistic. Okay, so let's say you go to spring. Well, you'd have to start when it's cold in February. You almost have to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you get February.
Well, you'd practice in February, but you March, April, May. But still, it's too close to next season. It's still too
close. That's the concern.
Yeah.
The only way you could do it is if you practice in January and you play February, March, April, and then you give yourself a chance with May, June, July, August, and then you push the season to October. The problem is you can't cut out, well, there may be non-Power 5. Some people on your schedule may not have football programs anymore by 2021. That's a reality. I'm not being fatalistic. I'm telling you what's going to happen. They're not going to have the money coming in, and they're going to have to start canceling some of these programs. Non-Power 5, you know this. You've talked to people. Non-Power 5 teams who really rely on road games where they get their asses kicked for pay are going to be killed this year.
I think American Athletic is going to be fine. I think Conference USA is really going to struggle.
Could you see Rice shutting down football?
It's going to be difficult. They got so much money behind the scenes; they just don't spend.
They can keep it alive if they
maybe
want.
But what's they put so little into it? They've done basket. They're so bass backwards. You take care of football first. They took care of baseball, they took care of basketball, and they still are in that archaic stadium as opposed to a 20,000-seat stadium that's nice for their fans that they could actually draw people to.
It's actually true.
Yes.
If you tore the whole stadium down and had them play at a high school stadium, it wouldn't matter.
No.
If you did
no,
it for
but
a
do
year.
It nice. Do it like the Dynamo Stadium.
Where it's a
do
soccer
a Dynamo,
venue.
Yeah.
You frankly need a soccer venue, too.
Yeah.
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 They could. And it would draw people out there.
Yes.
At least for the first year
would.
Or two.
It absolutely would.
But you could also potentially have high school games there. You could.
Well, you put nice locker rooms and a weight room in there for the kids. And they, you know what? I'm going to go here instead of going to UTSA. Or I'm going to go here instead of going to Tulane. Or I'm going to go here instead of, you know, wherever. North Texas. you could actually draw some talented kids from the area to actually go there, and might be pretty decent.
When Tulane stopped playing in the Superdome and built their on-campus stuff, a lot of people thought it'd be a flop, but it created an atmosphere.
I went to that stadium. It was nice.
It created an atmosphere. Now, Tulane is also different. They have students. I mean, they have students coming from all over the country there. They get into the basketball scene. They're into the football scene now. Their baseball team has had their ups and downs, but they do have a scene sports wise. Rice is just, I think a lot of the people who go there really, some are commuter and some really just don't care about sports at all. So I don't know that they're ever going to be compared. You know, people always get fooled into believing this is a sleeping dog. They could end up being the Stanford of the Southwest. They're going to be they'll be a good baseball team. They will be a really good academic institution, but it takes a completely different mindset from the university to turn it into a football team. And you would have to draw. Rice has always tried to draw just Houstonians to the games, but you don't want to go to that stadium. But if you had a new stadium, you might be able to.
Yeah.
I'd never thought about, why in the world would you spend money on Rice's stadium? But if you think about it, that's really the only chance
they have.
But you also build it so that you can bring other events there and maybe own the venue, and you get the high school games, the playoff games.
You've been in their baseball stadium.
Yeah.
It's great.
Reckling's great.
It's great. And you do something like that for football, and you can, and you are who you are. Not that monstrosity.
It'll be 20,000.
It's the worst stadium in America. It's the worst stadium in America.
It's super old.
Well, yeah. Yes. You could be super old but have some atmosphere. It has zero.
Well, like the Rose Bowl.
Yes.
But the Rose Bowl's not the nicest thing in the world.
No.
But it just feels different.
It's a perfect
venue,
though.
Yeah. It's also the weather's great and all that. Yeah. But the weather's really good for fall football once it gets to a certain temperature in Houston.
But what's the view at Rice games? You don't have the San Gabriel Mountains like you do.
You could make it.
No, I'm saying you could.
Yeah.
As far as the stadium is now, make one.
They're great views at Reckling.
Yeah, when you build it the right way.
You're looking right into the Med Center. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's 30,000 for Tulane Stadium. And like you said, you build it where you can put anything there, not just Rice football games, and that's how.
Outdoor concerts.
Make it viable.
It's an historic stadium, John. No, it's not. It's a dump. Trust me, I had to go to games there for years.
Well,
it's
Yankee Stadium was a historic stadium too. It doesn't matter. I mean, there's history there, but of course they're hanging on to the Astrodome for no reason. Astrodome's got to stay. Why? Literally, turn it into a homeless shelter. Do something with the Astrodome. This is what is the plan? Is there any plan now for the Astrodome? If they won't get rid of the Astrodome, then I guess they don't get rid of Rice Stadium.
Yeah, no. If you could get rid of, you could keep the Astrodome
I wish Rice would just get new owners. I wish they would sell to
you
an ownership
Rice
group that
sell?
Would come in. Yeah, Rice to sell to another ownership group. Like maybe Tillman could buy Rice too, have Rice and Houston, and he could be the owner of all those. He could put in some of his restaurants into the new Rice Stadium. He could spend some money. Start buying some, you know, 3 stars with very moderate expenditures.
Could start
money into the recruiting process to try to bring in some 3 stars.
Yeah.
I heard a word like buying players.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we don't
do
that.
No.
Costa
just,
Wall doesn't do that.
Team does.
Getting some 3 stars.
Your team does.
No, my team.
I didn't even say 4 stars. It's 3 stars.
Stay
under the radar.
Had been on any kind of probation.
Let's look it up.
LSU?
Yeah, well, we know the basketball program buys players.
No, he was talking about something else, about how expensive it was to get those players to come in. Mm-hmm. That's what he was talking about. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got hit with, you've been on probation before.
When?
Even as near as 2011.
For recruiting violations?
Yep.
What?
I'm looking it up right
now.
Not
paying players.
You got put on probation in 1986.
Maybe the players were called the coaches too often. Maybe that was it.
The players called the coaches
maybe,
too often?
Maybe.
That's how it works.
Because they wanted to get in so bad. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So that might have happened, but otherwise, no. There's no chance. Zero chance.
The college basketball lost another top five prospect. Jonathan Kuminga is the latest to bypass college. He is going to the G League. He was going to go to – the only chance was going to be Texas Tech, but he's like, nah, I ain't going to Texas Tech. His brother plays there. So he bolted, and now he's going to play in the G Leagues where he can start getting paid early. He is the sixth ESPN 100 prospect in the 2020 class to choose the G League over college, following the number 1, number 15, number 21, and number 65 prospects. And this kid was the number 4 prospect. And he said, I see my potential as an NBA player, and with the G League, they'll help me a lot more than college. You guys think that's true? I mean, I know that's the assumption, is that you're going to get with a develop. I mean, you go to the G League, and it is a developmental team, but and you are playing with guys who are older.
Plus, you're learning about the travel of an NBA season. You're learning about. I mean,
but Do you think that's automatically true? Because these top players are going to go to Kentucky. They're going to go to Duke. They're going to go to big name schools.
But you're playing against men as opposed to boys.
There's a difference,
cases.
Yeah. Yep. But you're also playing against top-rated prospects in college also.
Yeah, but you're also talking about you'd be playing against a lot of guys that ain't even sniffing about pro basketball afterwards as opposed to guys that are on our borderline.
Yeah, that's the difference. Now, one thing you miss out on, I do think you can still get plenty of development in college. There's some great coaches depending on where you go.
I think it's risky, though. In that, I mean, you can show out. Actually, you probably be much more successful week in and week out in college ball because you're playing a lot of teams that don't have any guys that would be pro players as opposed to playing against guys who are professionals already. And you might not – if you don't ball out, they're looking at you going, you couldn't ball out in the G League? Why am I going to draft you?
You disappear in the G League too. Like, but your brand – and I know it sounds cheesy to even bring it up, but it is a big deal with these players. You can build a brand in college also that can help you from a marketing standpoint. And I think the big problem is right now you don't have the – it's not enacted yet where players can make money on their own likeness. I wonder if things change. I wonder if things change for in terms of G League versus college when this likeness thing comes up and players can start making money off their likeness. If they start saying, you know what, I know that the development of the G League can help me more. If they truly believe that, then they'll go regardless. But if it's really an argument of I can make money, well, that's stupid because players are getting paid in college basketball anyway. And in many cases, more than what the G League would pay.
Yeah, we don't know exactly what the G League has promised. Besides, are games going to be on ESPN? Like this select group of players will get to play on ESPN against G League teams, so to help their quote unquote brand, because we know they're not going to play a full G League schedule. They're gonna play maybe 10 to 12 games, and the rest of the time they'll be developing.
Ricky says, "Well, it doesn't matter. No one will ever hear their name again." That's incorrect. If they ball out in the G League, they're going to the NBA.
All these guys are NBA players.
Yeah, NBA players.
Yeah.
They're just taking a different.
They're just taking a 1 year as opposed to playing at Fordham.
Kentucky.
Okay, it's opposed to playing in Kentucky, where what? You're 1 year there, and
there's no difference in G League. It's 1 year in G League, 1 year in Kentucky.
That's right.
I would argue.
Now the problem is again, you're playing a lot tougher competition day in and day out in the G League.
You can't fool anybody.
No, you ain't fooling nobody. And if you don't ball out, are you going to be a top pick?
Well, the other thing is, there's a lot of G League is a little bit more, up tempo, which could be good, but it also, see, I don't know that. I would argue that you could potentially, with a guy like Coach K, or you know, I would argue this. Who do you think you would develop more? And I might be wrong, but a G League coach in the G League with the players, or a Kelvin Sampson?
Well, I don't know, full time as opposed to school and all that crap.
Right?
That you have to
do. I'm just saying the coach from a coaching standpoint. What about a Kelvin Sampson, for example, who teaches defense, who's been an NBA coach, he's been a bench coach, he's been at Indiana, he was very successful at Oklahoma. I think you learn, depending on the coach, I think you can develop
I don't know. I think a lot of G League coaches are guys that were on the benches in the NBA.
And they want
that shot to be a head coach.
Yeah,
and there's the other thing. The other thing is, and it's something I correlate to soccer Kevin Sampson has, sure, he's going to sell development and get to the NBA, but his goal is to win.
Win.
These G League teams, the team they're going to put together, right, isn't a team looking to win basketball games. It's
right. Although that coach does want to win. Yeah, you move up if you win.
That's true, but they're not actually going to be in the standings. Right. They're just going to be playing games to showcase these kids.
They're being told, you got to develop these guys.
Yeah.
Right. Where do you think you learn team
that's
from?
That's where.
The team element for. I honestly don't know. The G League, I haven't seen enough G League.
Yeah.
G League or college?
I think they care about winning there. I think they do. I think the players care about winning.
Like sharing the ball, making the extra pass.
Well, that's just like minor league baseball. Are you just in it to, are you trying to not hit homers to make the bigs, or are you trying to win games with your, are you bunting when you in a situation?
Are you part of a team?
Yeah. Right. 845 ESPN 975 713-780-3776 is the number. When we come back, SpotTrack put out a pretty interesting graph that we'll check into. Don't go anywhere.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, SpotTrack put this out.
SpotTrack is a website that tracks player contracts.
Player contracts. In the NFL, the starting quarterback and his backup. How much is allocated to each team? Which team is allocated the most money for their starter and backup?
Which player? Ask me that question again.
Which team has allocated the most money for its starting quarterback and backup?
Has allocated.
Well, what is paying? Which team is paying its starter and backup the most money?
That's
pretty easy when you.
Is it? Hold on. Is it KC?
Nope. He hasn't getting paid yet.
It's not Drew.
He's way down the line.
It's not Drew Brees because Jameis isn't making that much.
Actually, they're fifth from last. The Chiefs are sixth from the bottom.
Oh, but right now's money.
This year.
Okay, so right now's money. Is it the Vikings?
No, it's your boy.
Who?
The Colts. 25 for Rivers and 21 for Brissett.
Oh, yeah. Holy crap, I forgot Brissett got a new deal.
$46 million.
Yeah, I'd say they're getting their money's worth.
Cowboys second. 31 for Dak and 3 for Andy Dalton. 34. Russell Wilson and Geno Smith, 31.8. Derek Carr and Marcus Mariota, 30.
Coming up with the Colts wasn't easy. That was hard because I forgot Dak made that, was paid. So once he became, not Dak, Jacoby, once he was named the starter, they had to give him a starting deal, but they gave him a relatively low-end starting deal. I think it's out this year, and Phillip Rivers is out this year, so they'll clear all that. They also had like $100 billion worth of cap space.
Well, but if you want to know the truth, so they're number one, and I don't know that they have an answer at quarterback.
No, they don't. No. They don't have their long term.
And it's $46 million he's paying this year.
Yeah, but what difference does it make? It's not keeping them from doing anything. They have, like I said, their cap. Do you see their cap space?
They have no. I don't. I'm not
tons
on.
Tons of cap space.
So which actually is the best situation? Dak and Andy Dalton at 34. Wilson and Geno Smith. Now, God forbid, but let's say if somebody gets hurt.
Oh, Dak and Dalton, it's not even close. Andy Dalton can come in and win games for you.
Yeah, that's true.
Right now, the Cowboys are in the best spot.
Breeze and Taysom Hill?
Well, Breeze
and
Taysom.
And it's actually 28. It's $6 million less.
Do you really trust Taysom Hill to run an entire offense over the course of a year? If Drew Breeze, if something were to happen and he were lost for the year in week three, I mean, because he did go out last year. Do you trust Taysom Hill to win games at a high level they'd have to change their all their offense completely up.
I don't know that there's anywhere other than maybe Cleveland, that you trust the backup to come and win games?
Well, who do you trust more?
Case Keenum is the backup making 2-8.
Hold on. Who do you trust more, Taysom Hill or Jameis Winston? Because remember, Jameis is in New Orleans too. Who do you legitimately trust more to be a starter for 13 games if it came to that? I know Jameis is a turnover machine.
It would probably be Jameis.
Jameis with Sean Payton.
Yeah, because Taysom Hill would still be an every once in a while quarterback. Yeah, I don't consider Taysom as a utility guy.
Although I do think Taysom Hill has a lot of talent.
Do you think Taysom Hill takes over when Drew Brees retires?
See, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so. I think his agent who listens to the show thinks so.
What about Matthew Stafford and Chase Daniel? That situation. Derek Carr and Marcus Mariota.
That's not bad. I mean, I don't trust either one of them to win at a high level, but there isn't going to be much fall off, and some might argue that, maybe you might win a game that you wouldn't win with Marcus Mariota. I don't know if that's accurate or not. Raiders fans still cut for Derek Carr, and I don't get it. Every team ever wants to get rid of their starting quarterback. They always think their starting quarterback is the worst and somebody else is better. Most average teams believe that. It is unbelievable to me. When I gave Raiders fans Kyler Murray, they were furious in my first mock draft. They were furious. And then I wrote a piece for top offensive rookie of the years, and I had Henry Ruggs ninth. And I said, look, I love Ruggs, but Derek Carr, the last 3 years, his top target has been a tight end for 3 years in a row, and he's always at the bottom half of yards per completion. I'm trying to point out, he's not a guy that is going to hit a bunch of deep balls. That's not what he does. He's Charlie Checkdown. And Raiders fans were incensed. Like, everyone disrespects Derek Carr. I can't believe that fan base is such a high percentage are still in his court. And I'm not really taking a shot at Derek Carr as much as I'm saying it's just unusual to see fans back a quarterback that doesn't get them into a playoff or get them playoff wins. And yet they're still riding with Derek Carr. Mm-hmm. They are super loyal. And the Raiders fans are super loyal. Look what the Raiders have done. Oakland, L.A., Oakland, Las Vegas. They keep riding with them. Riding with them.
Yep.
It's a mindset that they feel like they're part of. It's way bigger. It's more like a soccer thing than it is an NFL thing. Because I know that as soon as the Oilers were ready to leave, I was done with that team forever. As soon as they were going to Tennessee, I ain't caring about the Tennessee Titans. None of that stuff. I'm done with you. You move somewhere else. Raiders fans, as soon as they moved to, now they changed the name and everything. Had they been the Tennessee Oilers, I still think I would have been done with them.
Yeah. I would have been, yeah, too. Yep, same.
Not the Raiders.
Daniel Jones and Colt McCoy. Colt McCoy is a good backup. What about Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love? That might be the best combo. Two first rounders.
You think that's the best combo over Dalton and Dak?
Well, first, Rodgers is better.
Yeah, but I can't give Jordan Love the nod over Andy Dalton.
Well, no, Andy Dalton can come in and win games right now. You're right. Whereas we don't know if Jordan Love can.
Do you think?
But he's a first round pick.
I'm going to ask you this question. Here's who I'm going to give Andy Dalton. I'm going to give him Zeke Elliott. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give him Zeke Elliott, Michael Gallup, Amari Cooper, and CeeDee Lamb. Do you think Andy Dalton could win games there with those guys? Then what does that say about Dak Prescott? Then should you be paying?
Well, but I don't know that there aren't a lot of situations that you couldn't plug in with good receivers, but that you couldn't plug Andy Dalton in, quite frankly. Andy Dalton can play for a lot of teams.
Yeah, but he's
hit could win games.
He's hit his limit.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton is, and he had some talent. They would get hurt, but he had A.J. Green healthy for years, and his numbers were pretty good. His stats were pretty good. And he did get to the playoffs.
If you want to know the truth, he's like a Ryan Fitzpatrick right now.
Yeah, he could have a kind of a renaissance, possibly, now that the expectations are different.
He could walk in a lot of places and win football
but
games.
But my question is, do you believe that the Cowboys would be, based on the same group of players that are surrounding the quarterback, how many more wins does Dak Prescott get than Andy Dalton with that crew? And that should be your answer as to how much.
I think more. I think more.
Okay.
Yeah. What we saw. Well, of course, Andy Dalton didn't have any weapons last. I mean, they're not. They weren't very good. They just weren't very good. And you had a rookie coach. I mean, so I don't want to put. Yeah, Andy Dalton's won some games, and Andy Dalton's has had a very nice career, but he ain't Dak right now. He's one of the best backups in the NFL, that's for sure. Of all those guys, Dell, is there anyone you'd rather have than Andy Dalton? Ryan Fitzpatrick, maybe.
Well, he's the starter.
Well,
until proven otherwise.
Well, yeah, right. And actually, they did say that he's going to start, right?
Yeah, it's likely he'll start, and but Tua can overtake him, then fine. But right now, he's going to start. No, it's particularly for a team who believes they have a shot to do something. Andy Dalton's in that Cowboy situation is the best. If Dak goes out for a couple games, Andy Dalton has proven, maybe not recently, but he's a guy who can take a team to the playoffs, and hopefully I don't care if the Cowboys are good or not, but if you're a Cowboy fan, you hope the addition of Mike McCarthy, a Super Bowl winning coach, gives you a better level of coaching than you've had to deal with the last, how long was he there? Over a decade, Jason Garrett?
No, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully you have an upgrade in coaching and you combine it with the talent you've acquired. And Andy Dalton under Mike McCarthy, I think, can lead that team to the playoffs if it comes to it. Plus, I don't think much of the NFC East.
No. The NFC East is trash. 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-6, top of the hour, 8:58, ESPN 97.5. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.